I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Hamas has responded to the latest Gaza peace plan, saying though it views the three-phase proposal favourably, it wants an Israeli commitment to a permanent ceasefire. The Palestinian militant group also insists on a complete withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza. Hugo Bechega is in Jerusalem.
This response came late at night here, so there hasn't been any official response from the Israelis. I know that there have been some reports quoting Israeli officials saying that they see this response as a rejection by Hamas. But the only official response we've had so far was a joint statement from Qatar and Egypt, which have been mediating these talks. They've confirmed that they've received this response from Hamas and that they say they're going to coordinate the next steps together with the United States, which has also played a key role in these efforts for a ceasefire in Gaza.
For the first time, the United Nations has added Israel and Hamas to its list of offenders responsible for violating children's rights. In his annual report on children and armed conflict, the Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, says the war in Gaza has led to grave violations on an unprecedented scale. Neda Tofik reports.
Israel's armed and security forces have been listed for the killing and maiming of children and for attacks on schools and hospitals. Hamas's military wing and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad's Al-Quds Brigade have been listed for the killing, maiming, and abduction of children. The United Nations verified more than 8,000 grave violations against 4,247 Palestinian children and 113 Israeli children in 2023.
An Israeli strike in southern Lebanon has killed four people, including a Hezbollah commander. The group identified him as Taleb Abdallah. It published a photo of him along with another senior commander who was killed in an Israeli strike in January. He's one of the most senior Hezbollah fighters to have been killed in 8 months of hostilities with Israel. A new government's been formed in Haiti as the Caribbean country tries to restore order amid a rise in gang violence. The Prime Minister, Gary Conille, who was appointed by a transitional council 2 weeks ago, will also take on the role of Interior Minister. Here's Will Grant.
The transitional council appointed people to all the key cabinet positions and their ministers, a spokeswoman confirmed. While some Haitians will be encouraged by the first steps towards normalcy, especially after the recent reopening of the country's international airport, others remain deeply worried about the scale of the task in front of the new cabinet. Gangs still control most of the capital, Port-au-Prince, and gang leaders refuse to recognise the legitimacy of the interim council or any of the transitional leadership.
This is the World News from the BBC. Prosecutors say the guilty verdicts handed down to President Biden's son Hunter for breaching gun laws show that no one in the United States is above the law. They said everyone must be accountable for their actions. Hunter Biden was convicted for lying about his illegal drug use when he bought a gun 6 years ago. India says two of its nationals who'd been recruited by the Russian army have been killed in the war in Ukraine. The Indian foreign minister said it had urged the Russian authorities to repatriate their bodies and release all Indian nationals currently with the Russian army. Ecuador says it's received a payment of more than $93 million from the Swiss commodities trader Gunvor in an agreement following a corruption case. The company pleaded guilty in a U.S. court in March to bribing officials at Ecuador's state-run oil company Petroecuador. The French singer Françoise Hardy, who shot fame in the 1960s Paris, has died at the age of 80. She'd been suffering from cancer. Over half a century, Hardy produced more than 30 studio albums. Alice Adderley looks back on her early career. C'est le temps de
l'amour, le temps des copains. Françoise Hardy was the epitome of 1960s Parisian chic, and she captivated the world with her hypnotic voice and effortless style. Born in 1944, she released her debut album in 1962 and quickly captivated audiences with her melancholic and introspective songs. Hardy's music often blended elements of folk, pop and chanson française, and her lyrics explored themes of love, introspection and the complexities of life.
BBC News.